Hi, I'm John David Miller, and this is YesWise Insights. Today I want to talk about bank problems. The banksters have been major manipulators in the cabal control system for centuries. In 1913, the Federal Reserve Bank and the Internal Revenue Service were fraudulently created in the USA to finalize the transfer of government funding control into private hands. The governing administration at the federal level had been turned into a corporation in 1871 after the Civil War. This change also followed the cabal-orchestrated assassination of President Lincoln for rejecting European bankster funding later in the war, favoring domestic greenback dollars issued by the U.S. Treasury. The corporate federal service system that operates in the District of Columbia is not part of the real United States of America. The constitutional republic of We the People had been put aside at that time. The fraudulent government was gradually transitioned into an administrative theater and management bureaucracy operated under cabal influence. So government has been co-opted and used by the cabal banksters to generate massive amounts of funds for unnecessary bloated programs and many layers of corruption, while drawing a good bit back into their coffers through interest and taxes to hold back on the inevitable inflation from their excessive issuance of fake money. Now, once again, as in 2008 and 2009, the major bank failure of Silicon Valley Bank may precipitate a financial crisis that further weakens the economy. Trouble is already in progress with the disasters in the food supply system, transportation issues, and labor force disruptions from layoffs on the one side, and deaths and disabilities from the harmful mass injections on the other. Deposits in the bank are assets in control of the bank. If they need them for covering a shortage of funds to meet debt obligations or to maintain solvency requirements, they will use them. The depositor may have to wait to get access, or they may be down the line in a bankruptcy situation. The FDIC coverage of up to $250,000 per bank account would likely be unavailable, as their own reserves would disappear rapidly in a multi-major bank failure scenario. I consider it wise to keep only as much of a balance in the bank needed for upcoming outgoing payments. There are rumors of the introduction of a quantum financial system as a benevolent alternative to the Great Reset digital currency control modality of the cabal's World Economic Forum. It is important to support decentralized asset-backed currency for real value exchange of goods and services. Well, YesWise Insights is a program of YesWise.com. If I can get to the screen here. Where did it go? Here we go. YesWise Insights is our blog and YesWise Education Service. We have learning modules, consultations, and seminars, and of course our resources at wearmore.com, and the real world chat on the first Wednesday of the month. And YesWise Insights is supported by Natural Health Enterprises at reallywell.com with natural health information, and of course our Northern Edge organic flaxseed and other superfoods, air and water purifiers, and so on. Northern Edge is the superior organic flaxseed, lowest in toxic metals like cadmium and lead, and highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid, your omega-3 source oil. It's a brain food, it's antioxidants, it's great protein and fiber, gives you a sharper, calmer mind with less inflammation and better elimination. And we also have various packages, a detox pack, a resistance assistance pack with special items that help with those. Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Smoothie Mix, and yet YesWise Education Service, our holistic learning modules, consultations, and seminars. Thank you for being with us, and have a really good day and be really well.